Hello and welcome to today's episode of In Case You Missed It. Well, a new movie's coming out. It's guaranteed to be great.
You're being sarcastic.
Yeah, I am. There is a real movie. Not a real good movie.
No, you ain't got to say that. It's a real movie. You ain't even seen it yet.
But I don't have to see it.
You're judging this movie.
I totally am. I don't have to see this movie to know it's going to be awful.
Well, tell everyone. Let them judge.
From the makers of Sharknado
comes
Clownado.
Ah, yay. I can't wait.
Todd Sheets is the director and writer of Sharknado.
Mr. and Ms. Sheets, boy. Good people. Good people.
It starts in a small town that's attacked by a tornado full of sharks. I mean, full of evil cannibal killer clowns, I mean.
See, these aren't just clowns. They're cannibal killer clowns.
It's just like Sharknado.
No, it's not.
Except with clowns.
No, it's not. It'll have another all-star, Oscar-nominated cast of actors and actresses.
Well, they don't say who's going to, quote, star in it.
Well, that's because they want to surprise you. Probably have McConaughey in it.
I'm sure Matthew McConaughey and Sandra Bullock are waiting in line to be in Clownado.
Samuel L. Jackson.
Yeah.
I bet people's fighting to get in there. This is DiCaprio all over
it. I'm sure Todd Sheets has a lot of pull with the big celebrities.
Do you imagine this movie? All the squeaky noses and big shoes in the funnel cloud. Do you know how cool that's going to sound? A tornado full of clowns? That's only going to be the squeakiest, coolest sound on Earth.
And the big shoes, one of those come at you, could kill you. And if they're all riding in a little car, oh my gosh.
Little flyer squirting water in your face.
I'm worried about Cookie and Bozo. I hope they survive it.
I can't wait.
Man. Todd Sheets is a real clown, though, for sure. One fella thought he could play basketball better if he's naked.
Naked, y'all. Hello.
Everybody knows if you're not good at a sport, just do it naked, right?
Yeah, right.
Probably not. Jordan Anderson was arrested Sunday evening for indecent exposure.
Oh, no.
Some police officers, they went over to Candyland Park for a report of a naked man walking around.
That sounds bad.
Yeah, you don't want to be walking naked at a place called Candyland. Chutes and ladders be bad, too.
It sounds like a place you need to take a taser to, don't it?
Yeah. Honey, are you going to Candyland Park? Yeah. Yeah, Mom. Well, here's your taser.
You never know when naked people show up.
So they get there. The police officers did, and they found Old Jordan Anderson there, 29 years old, buck naked. He told the police he thought he could get better at basketball if he practiced naked.
Well, jeez. Old Jordan, who's he think he is, Magic Johnson?
Hope he wasn't dribbling. We had the alternative history of the Upper Cumberland.
I learned a lot.
The alternative history of the Upper Cumberland. Today, let's tear a page out of history and learn about paper, which, ironically, was invented right here. Sure, it comes from trees, but it all started with a man named Whittle Paperman. Whittle Paperman and a group of older men used to get their pocket knives and a block of wood and see how thin they could slice wood shavings. One day, they were sitting around, and Whittle shaved a piece of wood so thin it fell to the ground, a piece of paper. Someone picked it up and wrote on it, "Do it again! Do it again!" the group cheered. One by one, Whittle Paperman began slicing down the block of wood. Soon he noticed he could hold the knife a special way and put college rule and standard rule lines on the pages. By the end of the day, he had invented cardboard, construction paper, and post-it notes. Isn't he just swell? Swell, I tell ya, swell! Later, Mr. Paperman became wealthy, just a couple of years before dying in a terrible paper cut accident. But, other than dying like that, wasn't his life story swell? This has been yet another well-documented crock of history. The alternative history of the Upper Cumberland. Ow. Hurt. Cut myself.
Here's today's best country lyric never written.
Maybe one day, though.
And now, Jason and Tony present the best country music lyrics that were never written.
Your love is the Metamucil that coats the stomach of my heart. Without the medicine-y aftertaste.
That was the best country music lyrics never written from Jason and Tony.
Tony had a brand new word of the day.
Here you go.
And now, to expand your vocabulary, Jason and Tony present Tony's word of the day.
Thongeralls. Thongeralls are the overalls that rich farmers near beaches like to wear. Thongeralls.
That's Tony's word of the day.
And we'll end it all as usual with today's Real Good.
Good morning.
Every single day, Tony and I go through a bunch of news stories. We try to find you one that's positive and uplifting, and we call it
The Real Good.
All right, so a former Marine in Oklahoma had a pretty cool weekend.
Hoorah.
Bill Larkin is 90 years old, lives outside Tulsa. And back in 1943, he was a month from graduating high school when he dropped out to fight in World War II.
Wow.
At that point, he was 16.
Scared.
Which wasn't technically old enough to enlist, but he was 6'4", so they decided he wasn't your average 16-year-old. Mm-hmm. He ended up serving in Guam and Iwo Jima as a tank driver.
Well.
After he made it home, he looked into getting his high school diploma, but they told him he'd have to enroll for a full semester just to take one history class. He decided it wasn't worth it and got a job as a truck driver.
I just kept going.
Then he worked as a supervisor for a construction company until he retired. He never got his diploma, though, until last Thursday when his high school gave it to him at their commencement ceremony 72 years after he was supposed to graduate.
Oh.
Bill says a high school diploma probably won't be all that useful for him at this point, but he's grateful to have it anyway. He just doesn't want anyone to say he deserves it because he's a hero. He says the only heroes he knows are the guys who didn't come home.
Oh, wow.
Man.
That's strong. What a man.
To that high school there in Tulsa, y'all are real good. All right, that's it for today's podcast. Thanks so much for listening. This has been
In Case You Missed It.